Hi, this is Nancy.
Hello, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janelle, returning your call. How may I help you today?
Hi, I think I'm in accidentally enrolled in some automatic payment that I need to cancel.
All right, do you mind giving me a zip code so I can try to pull up an account for you?
Yeah, 95062. Although it might be 95073 because I just moved.
Is that the shipping address you used when you got the product?
Yeah, 95073.
95073. All right, I do thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Nancy, last name is LOWE.
All right, and I do thank you for that information as well. And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
4011 Chris Court, Soquel, California, 95073.
All right, I do thank you for that. So it looks like on April 8th, you ordered our Focus Pods for $5.97, as well as our Focus Watch and a Focus Pods warranty for $18.94 for the shipping and handling. And we definitely would hate to lose you as a customer. Let me see. So were you charged with something as well?
Yeah, it was declined, but you tried to charge me for $69.97 for something. I have no idea what.
Yes, ma'am. It was for the pods because it was a 14-day trial with them. And if you didn't give us a call back to cancel within the 14-day trial period, you were billed a one-time fee at the full retail price for the product. And that's where that charge came from. Yes,
So
ma'am.
you don't need the pods back or anything.
Well, it is a valid charge because it was in our terms and conditions that after the 14-day trial, you are automatically billed for the pods if you don't call us back to cancel. That $69.97 charge was declined from your bank, but that's where that charge came from, and it is valid, like I stated before. But it is just a one-time charge, so.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right,
Bye-bye.
bye-bye. And thank you for calling customer service.